Harper Audio presents A Duke of Her Own by Eloisa James. Performed by Susan Duerden. This book is dedicated to all the readers who fell in love with the Desperate Duchesses series and begged me to write extra chapters for my website. When you finish listening to A Duke of Her Own, stop by eloisajames.com and you'll find a final extra chapter that will catch up on every duchess and her beloved. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1. London's Roman Baths. Duchess of Beaumont's Ball to benefit the Baths. June 14, 1784.
"The Duke must be here somewhere," said Mrs. Bouchon,
nee Lady Anne Lindell, tugging her older sister along like a child with a wheeled toy.
"And therefore we have to act like hunting dogs,"
Lady Eleanor replied through clenched teeth.
"I'm worried that V.A. will leave before we find him. I can't let you waste another evening chatting with dowagers."
"Lord Killigrew would dislike being identified as a dowager," Eleanor protested.
"Slow down, Anne."
"Killigrew's not eligible either, is he? His daughter is at least your age."
Her sister turned a corner and peered at a group of noblemen.
"V.A. won't be in that nest of wigs. He doesn't seem the type."
She set off in the opposite direction. Lord Thrush called after them, but Anne didn't even pause. Eleanor waved helplessly.
"Everyone knows that V.A. came to this benefit specifically to meet you," Anne said. "I heard it from at least three people in the last half hour. So he might have been civil enough to remain in the open, where he could be easily found."